Can you introduce yourself and give your pronouns and anything else you would like people to know?
Yes. I am Brian Rothstein. My pronouns are he, him. I am a transgender male.
My name is Nina Rothstein. I am she, her. I'm a cisgendered woman. And we got married yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, congrats. That's pretty cool.
We got married yesterday so we could brag about it today.
Wow. This is like your honeymoon interview.
Just about, yeah, pretty much.
So you two had come in mostly because we're here at St. Cloud Pride, mm-hmm. and it's air conditioned.
Yes.
Did you hear about the project previously? Or?
Actually, yes. When we were over by the Center Care Gender and
Sex and Gender Medicine
Clinic. They mentioned, somebody also mentioned that they had this They Them project, which we were interested in because my cousin identifies as They Them.
Okay.
So we also thought we would come visit for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe get them some cool resources.
They really wanted to come to Pride, but they have really severe anxiety because of their dysphoria and just general public issues anyway. So
even here at Pride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are really, like, big crowds make them really uncomfortable, and they said that if they decided to come, it would probably just be for a little bit. So we're going to be here all day just in case they do decide mm-hmm. to show up. Then at least they've got, like, we're a beacon that they can, like, wander around until they're like, okay, we're done, and then they can leave. But because of the They Them project, we wanted to come see it, you know, for them as well.
Cool.
So. In case they don't make it.
Yeah. Well, if they come, we'll let them know that it's
we'll
comfortable
bring them
in
here.
Here,
yes. It's quiet. It's air-conditioned.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Okay, so you were walking through and we started talking and you were both talking about how people oftentimes misgender you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk about that?
Yes, I have identified as male since I was 5 years old. And it was something that was like when you're five, most people think, oh, it's a phase. You don't have other kids to play with, whatever. Like, we lived in a neighborhood that had no kids. So all I had were my cousins, and out of, like, almost a dozen cousins, only two of them were female, and all the rest were male. So, like, oh, it's a product of your environment. You're not actually this. You're a girl. You're going to wear dresses. You're going to have long hair and ribbons and things. And so that made me really uncomfortable all through junior high school and high school. The puberty happened, and it was an even worse time than that. And, you know, I was very open, like, blatantly, unapologetically open about, like, oh, I'm going to have a surgery to become a boy, back when I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been friends with him since we were 12, so I've been through most of this.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where, like, finally in college, 2012, I want to say, it was an aha moment, like, oh, me saying I want to be a boy, that means this, like, oh, I want to be a boy, like, yeah, you've been saying that, like, oh, I get it now. So then, you know, like, oh, the sky is blue, kind of
yep.
a thing, like, your whole life you've seen it, kind of a deal, but you just realize what it is. And so that was when I made my shift to trying to do he, him pronouns. I came out to Nina, who is my girlfriend at the time, and immediately on board, you know.
Well, he had forgotten that back in high school, he had already told me that, like, someday he wanted to go and, like, transition to be a boy. So he, like, I remember he comes out of the bathroom because he had been Googling while he was, like, getting ready for the day. And he's like, Nina, I want to be a boy. And I was like, yep, I know, honey.
And I was like, how do you know this? I only found out. And
you told me this in high school, my dude.
Same reaction from all of my friends. I came out on social media and was like, yo, I want to boy. And they're like, yes. And I was like, no, but, like, I want to boy for real. So boy me. And they're like, yeah, no, we know. It's like, how does everyone know this? So, you know, amongst, you know, very close friends and some family, everyone was really supportive, but, like, then you get out into public and nobody sees you like that. Nobody knows you intimately, and so you have to either keep coming out and keep coming out, or you have to just, like, start to transition and, you know, outwardly let other people perceive you the way that you feel. And that's easier if you're able to go along with the binary, and it's easier once you finally get to that point, but there's still going to be people that, like, are going to misgender you or what have you. And so, like, I've been on T since 2015, and like most of the time I get he, him comments, and after, you know, a while of being on T, you get, it's a little more jarring when you get, like, you think you're finally in that spot and you're in a groove, and then someone goes, "Excuse me, miss," and you're like, what just triggered that? Mm-hmm. Like, is it my hair? Is it, mm-hmm. like, are my boobs showing? Is my voice too high? Like, you have to constantly be on, and the moment that you're not on anymore, it just, like, destroys your whole world. And so for, I feel like from, you know.
And your wife was talking about how the people have misgendered you before?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but, like, it's been, like, a lifelong thing, which uh-huh. I think is weird, because I'm a cis girl. I mm-hmm. have always identified as a female, or as she, but, like, I'll go to the store, and I'll be in, like, a bright pink sweater, and I'll have on really cute jeans, I'll have on a skirt and high heels, and people will be like, "Oh, can I help you, sir?" And it's like, I don't know what more I could be doing.
Long hair in a braid, like, face full of
my
makeup.
My hair's down to my waist. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know what more I could be doing to present myself more feminine for people to finally, like, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly, incredibly frustrating.
Well, and just to kind of bring it back to, like, the project.
Right.
Ultimately, the people that I interview, the people that are part of this gallery, that's mm-hmm. what they feel mm-hmm. most often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is to be misgendered that way.
Yeah.
Which is why it ticks me off when people are like, "Well, that's not a real thing." It's like, no. Why would you go around your day, like, it literally takes no effort to just do that little kindness mm-hmm. for somebody.
Uh-huh.
Like, why is that so hard?
Yep.
It's like, it doesn't hurt you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work with her cousin, who is non-binary, and they present female just because they were born biologically that way, and so it's, you know, easier for them to just, you know, be that way, and than it is to try to transition or try to, like, make themselves look a little more androgynous. They've tried the androgyny route. It was just too much effort for them, and it gave them too much anxiety, like, am I androgynous enough? And people still wouldn't get the pronouns right, so they kind of just gave up and had a really defeatist attitude. But recently it's gotten to a point where people have been giving them really feminine nicknames, and it's kind of just triggered their anxiety to a point where they had to finally come out at work. And they would talk to me all the time, like, "I don't know, like, I'm nervous about this. What if this happens? What if someone says this? What if, you know, people think that?" And so I've been trying to help support them by giving them baby steps, like, "Why don't you just tell your manager first and have a private one-on-one meeting with them, ask questions for that." Like, I have a therapist in town that I've referred them to that they see, and that's also been helping them. And so they...
Yeah, actually, that has
that was
really
probably the best thing for
them
was getting to have a therapist that understood.
Another thing we talked about before I turned on the microphone was the idea of... putting it into your signature through email or through your Instagram account to just for everyone to put those pronouns there so that it becomes something that someone sees, therefore has to think about.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so they had changed their signatures in their email and on their link account. And so because they were the only one that had that, they were really nervous about, like, people singling them out
mm-hmm.
and being put in a spotlight. And with their anxiety being the way it was already, I changed my signature and my link account to have my he/him pronouns, and at work I'm stealth. Nobody knows that I'm trans. So for someone who is perceived as male in the workplace to just have the he/him pronouns, everyone's like, "Well, duh, why do you have that?" So they would come to ask me instead of ask them.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, it's good because that deflects
It does, and I'm so glad. I just think it's funny that
it's a perfect example of how it makes people think about it.
Right, exactly. So they come to me and they go, "What's with the he, him, they, them thing?" And so I, without outing them or outing me, I just explain that, you know, not everybody in the world is the gender that you perceive them as.
Right.
And so when you misgender someone, even if it's accidentally, it can be a little damaging. And in this workplace where we all know each other, it's important that we all can work with each other. And so the they, them, he, him pronoun is a way to help with the awareness. It's to make sure that you're using the right pronoun with that person as a sign of respect. And it's also, like, I'm doing it out of solidarity to help them feel more comfortable and normalize it, because it, you know, it should just be normal. Like, I wish that the default was they, them, but when you grow up in, you know, in your whole life, society, media, you know, school, things like that, it's always like the first thing they teach you is how to count, how to use your numbers, your colors, and opposites.
Uh-huh.
And so the opposite is always boy, girl, but it's, you know, that's the binary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you get taught from a young age that it's one or the other, there's not anything else. And so it's really hard to break that habit. So
is there anything else you both would want to say to anyone listening?
It does get better. No, like, everybody always says that, but, like, I grew up in a, not, like, particularly religious home, but in a religion that was not super pro-gay people, and I was always really miserable. Because at a young age, I figured out, like, something's up. I don't just like boys.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, coming out and being able to kind of live myself the way I want to live and express who I am is super fantastic, and it really does kind of change your outlook on life.
Yeah, one thing that, like, I probably will always be stealth. I don't feel all that comfortable, you know, telling people what my birth name was, sort of a thing, or like, I have to really be able to trust someone. So finding someone that you trust, finding someone that can be a support system for you to help hold your hand along with it, I think that, in a sense, coming out is a healthy thing, because, like, if you stay, like, and I say this, I feel like kind of a hypocrite, but if you stay invisible, people can't help you become mm-hmm. comfortable. So I've got my own support system that I'm with in public. I don't think that I could, like, just run out and tell people, oh, look at me, I'm trans. But for they, them, for people who use those they, them pronouns, I think that if you feel comfortable, you should absolutely tell people, that's not my pronoun, please use this. And mm-hmm. if they're willing to be in your life, they'll make the effort to switch. And if they're not willing to be in your life and they're not willing to make that switch, you don't need them. Don't hold that drama in with you. Just, like, own your truth, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to tell people that they're wrong. It's life. Everyone's going to be wrong every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to remember that as allies. Because, like, I might be in the gay spectrum, but I'm also a trans ally. I'm also allies to other groups in the LGBT community. That it's, these kind of things are not about us. And to remember to be supportive without taking it personal.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be an ally?
Oh, an ally, well, for me, because I know it's going to vary for different people, is to be there, like, for my husband and for other trans people and for other, like, gay people and lesbians, is to be there for them, to be, like, a place where they can bring their happiness and their sorrow without being like, well, you know, if you just this thing.
Yeah, don't get preachy.
Don't get preachy. It's just, it's nice to have people who are outside of the group who are there for you in a way that's just allows you to kind of present the problem without trying to find a solution or judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's something I struggle with is, I'm a fixer. I try to find solutions for stuff and understanding that not everything's going to have a solution. And sometimes you just need to be a sounding board. And sometimes, you know, you just need to be a curled shoulder to cry on. We've got a spare bedroom for people. I always tell people, if you ever need to just escape, we're a safe space. You can come, you can stay the weekend, stay the night, stay whatever. If you stay longer than a month, you got to pay rent. But, you know, it's... Yeah.
And my joke is, this is my shoulder for your tears.
And this
not
is...
this one. This one is for heavy lifting.
So, yeah, just like, it's more than just being a friend and it's more than just being family. It's just being a safe place. Like, my birthday's coming up and I'm going to get a safety pin tattooed on me so that I can, you know, be a more visible, safe space kind of a thing for mm-hmm. other people. And that's, I think, what it really means to be an ally, is to just be a safe person.
Something that I've seen or learned with this project is that it's sometimes for people who are trying to understand gender nonconforming individuals,
mm-hmm.
it can be confusing when someone identifies as trans,
mm-hmm.
but then does not use those pronouns. So maybe you can explain what all of that means to you. Why don't you use they, them pronouns? Why not?
Well, I don't use they, them pronouns because I'm an individual and I personally feel more he, him. Like, I've tried the they, them. I was like, out of curiosity, I was like, what if I did they, them? And I was like, no, he, him does feel more comfortable. And I think that's more of what it is. It's just what makes you feel comfortable. What feels like it meshes with you. And a lot of soul searching goes on with the LGBT community and trying to find where they fit, because one place they don't fit for sure is quote unquote the norm, which is the cisgendered, like, you know, here's who you are and what box you fit in. And so if you don't fit in that box, there's like a whole universe outside of that. So trying to find what feels comfortable is going to be like a journey you go on. And when you find it, sometimes that is your stopping place. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's like, well, this is one thing, but what if I'm also this? And I see on these, like Chandler, for instance, has he, him, or they, them. So he could be both. They could be one or the other one day or the next. Some people are, you know, both he, she, or, she, her, he, him,
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, yep. People use different sets of pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. It can fluctuate from one day to the next, 1 hour to the next, 1 week to the next. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, your journey doesn't always have a solid stopping point. For me, mine did. It was just he, him. For other people, it's not going to. But that's why our flag is the rainbow. We're everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's all of us.
Because, like, I might identify as a cisgendered woman right now, but there were periods of time where sometimes I was them and sometimes I was he. It's really like it's like your journey about your sexuality. It's like never finished. You always find out new aspects of yourself, even if it's like almost 30.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you both are the first people today that I'm interviewing. Mm-hmm. And before I turn on the microphone again, I was saying, okay, how can I put this in a direction? I think that it's going to be good for me to ask everyone that I talk to the same question, or just one of them. I ask a lot of questions to these people.
That's all right.
The same question that I ask them.
Yeah.
And the first question that I ask every single interview is, would there ever be a time that you would be upset if someone asked you what pronouns you use?
I don't think so.
So
yeah, I'd be comfortable with that.
Well, so,
but then again, we've been like out for at least
half our lives.
So yeah. Like transitioning into being asked about our pronouns might be a little easier for us. Cause I know like in the beginning it was like, why do you need to, because of that.
What kind of question is that?
I'm obviously a woman. Why don't you see? Mm-hmm.
But then,
like now as we've gotten older and it's become
the more,
a more practiced
learn,
thing, it gets a little easier with time. I won't say it's like an instantly like you should obviously be okay with it, but it is a process.
And
like, even, like, I was going to say with, like, allyhood, it's like, when he first came out, I was a complete dope. Like, trying to find, like, these are boyish girl things.
It's like,
and
no.
It's like, no, going the wrong direction. And he reeled me in with that, and it was good. But, yeah, like, it is something that you have to, like, kind of experience a bunch of times and just kind of get used to it.
And I think the more visible, the more visibility that pronoun issue becomes, like, it'll probably just be like getting rid of the pronoun question on forms altogether. Like, do you identify as male or female? Like, if that doesn't matter on something, why bring it in? Like job surveys, like not just bringing in like, hi, my name's Brian, my pronoun is this, or hi, I'm Brent, what's your pronoun? It could evolve into something where like pronouns matter right now, but I think eventually once it becomes a normal thing, it'll be like, oh, you've got brown eyes, you've got green eyes. It's just going to be like, yes, you are what you are. There's no need to even bring it up like on job interview thing. Like, what's your name? What's your address? What's your eye color? What's your, you know, hip diameter kind of thing? Like, what are your measurements? Like that, questions that aren't important to things, don't bring it up.
In the project, I emphasize that it's really not much different than asking, remembering, respecting somebody's name.
Right. Exactly.
If you can respect somebody's name and remember it, you can also, through educating yourself, you can then start to understand someone's pronouns.
Right.
And it becomes that simple. Yeah. All you have to do is take the time.
Yep.
I think that's it. Thank you both for sitting down.
Thanks for having us be your first interview.
Yeah.
Thanks for the air conditioning.
Yeah.